Sociology, A Down-to-Earth Approach. By James M. Henslin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Sociology, A Down-to-Earth Approach by James M. Henslin is a comprehensive introduction to the study of sociology. The book provides an overview of the major topics in sociology, including culture, socialization, social interaction, social structure, social change, and social institutions. It also examines the major theoretical perspectives in sociology, such as functionalism, conflict theory, and symbolic interactionism. The book also provides an in-depth look at the research methods used in sociology, including surveys, experiments, and participant observation. The book begins by introducing the reader to the basic concepts of sociology, such as culture, socialization, and social interaction. It then examines the major theoretical perspectives in sociology, including functionalism, conflict theory, and symbolic interactionism. It also looks at the research methods used in sociology, such as surveys, experiments, and participant observation. The book then examines the major social institutions, such as the family, education, religion, and the economy. It also looks at the major social issues, such as poverty, inequality, and crime. Finally, the book examines the major social changes that have occurred in recent years, such as globalization, the rise of the internet, and the changing nature of work. Overall, Sociology, A Down-to-Earth Approach by James M. Henslin is an excellent introduction to the study of sociology. It provides an overview of the major topics in sociology, examines the major theoretical perspectives, and looks at the research methods used in sociology. It also examines the major social institutions and social issues, and looks at the major social changes that have occurred in recent years. The book is written in an accessible and engaging style, making it an ideal resource for students and anyone interested in learning more about sociology. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Socialization. Socialization is the process by which individuals learn the norms, values, and beliefs of their society and culture. It is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout life as individuals interact with others. Socialization is an essential part of human life. It is the process by which individuals learn the norms, values, and beliefs of their society and culture. It is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout life as individuals interact with others. Through socialization, individuals learn how to interact with others, how to behave in different situations, and how to think and feel about the world around them. They learn the language of their culture, the values and beliefs of their society, and the roles and expectations of their gender, age, and social class. Socialization also helps individuals develop a sense of identity and a sense of belonging to a particular group or society. Socialization is a complex process that involves both formal and informal learning. Formal learning occurs in schools, universities, and other educational institutions, while informal learning takes place in everyday life. It involves interactions with family, friends, and other members of society. Through these interactions, individuals learn the norms, values, and beliefs of their culture and society. They also learn how to interact with others, how to behave in different situations, and how to think and feel about the world around them. Socialization is an ongoing process that continues throughout life as individuals interact with others and learn new things. Socialization is an important part of human life. It helps individuals develop a sense of identity and belonging, and it helps them learn the norms, values, and beliefs of their society and culture. It is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout life as individuals interact with others. Through socialization, individuals learn how to interact with others, how to behave in different situations, and how to think and feel about the world around them. Main idea number 2. Culture. Culture is the shared beliefs, values, and norms of a society that are passed down from generation to generation. It is the basis for how people think, act, and interact with one another. Culture is an integral part of any society. It is the shared beliefs, values, and norms that are passed down from generation to generation. It shapes how people think, act, and interact with one another. Culture is the foundation of a society, and it influences the way people view the world and their place in it. It is the basis for how people make decisions, form relationships, and express themselves. It is also the source of many of the customs, traditions, and rituals that are observed in a society. Culture is constantly evolving and changing as new generations come of age and bring their own perspectives and experiences to the table. It is also influenced by external factors such as technology, globalization, and migration. As cultures interact and mix, they create new and unique ways of thinking and behaving. This is why it is important to be aware of the different cultures that exist in the world and to be respectful of them. Culture is a powerful force that shapes our lives and our societies. It is important to understand and appreciate the different cultures that exist in the world and to recognize the value that each one brings. By doing so, we can create a more harmonious and inclusive society. Main idea number 3. Social groups. Social groups are collections of people who interact with one another and share common interests, values, and beliefs. They can be small, such as a family, or large, such as a nation. Social groups are an important part of our lives. They provide us with a sense of belonging, support, and identity. They can also be a source of conflict and tension. Social groups can be divided into two main categories, primary and secondary. Primary groups are small, intimate groups such as families, friends, and co-workers. These groups are characterized by close, personal relationships and frequent interaction. Secondary groups are larger, more impersonal groups such as nations, organizations, and religious groups. These groups are characterized by less frequent interaction and more formal relationships. No matter the size or type of social group, they all have certain characteristics in common. All social groups have norms or rules of behavior that members are expected to follow. They also have roles or expected behaviors that members are expected to fulfill. Social groups also have a sense of identity, which is created by shared values, beliefs, and goals. Finally, social groups have a sense of solidarity or a feeling of unity among members. Social groups are an important part of our lives and can have a significant impact on our behavior and attitudes. It is important to understand the dynamics of social groups in order to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. Main idea number 4. Social institutions. Social institutions are the organized structures of society that are designed to meet the needs of its members. Examples include the family, education, government, and religion. Social institutions are the building blocks of society. They are the structures that provide the framework for how people interact with each other and how they live their lives. They are the systems that provide the rules and regulations that govern our behavior and our relationships. Social institutions are essential for the functioning of society, as they provide the necessary order and stability that allow us to live in harmony with each other. The family is one of the most important social institutions. It is the primary unit of socialization, providing the foundation for how we learn to interact with others and how we develop our values and beliefs. Education is another important social institution, providing the knowledge and skills necessary for individuals to participate in society. Government is the institution that provides the laws and regulations that govern our behavior and protect our rights. Religion is a social institution that provides a moral framework and spiritual guidance for individuals. Social institutions are essential for the functioning of society. They provide the necessary order and stability that allow us to live in harmony with each other. They also provide the rules and regulations that govern our behavior and our relationships. By understanding the importance of social institutions, we can better understand the dynamics of society and how it works. Main idea number 5. Social stratification. Social stratification is the unequal distribution of wealth, power, and prestige among members of a society. It is based on factors such as race, gender, and class. Social stratification is a fundamental part of any society. It is the way in which people are divided into different social classes based on their wealth, power, and prestige. This stratification is based on factors such as race, gender, and class. It is a hierarchical system in which those at the top have the most power and resources, while those at the bottom have the least. This system of stratification can lead to inequality and injustice, as those at the top are able to use their power and resources to maintain their position, while those at the bottom are unable to access the same resources and opportunities. Social stratification can have a profound effect on individuals and society as a whole. Those at the top of the hierarchy are able to access more resources and opportunities, while those at the bottom are often left behind. This can lead to a lack of social mobility, as those at the bottom are unable to access the same resources and opportunities as those at the top. This can lead to a cycle of poverty and inequality, as those at the bottom are unable to access the same resources and opportunities as those at the top. Social stratification can also lead to a lack of social cohesion, as those at the top are often seen as having more power and privilege than those at the bottom. This can lead to a sense of resentment and alienation among those at the bottom, as they feel that they are not being treated fairly or given the same opportunities as those at the top. This can lead to a breakdown in social relationships and a lack of trust between different social classes. Social stratification is an important issue that needs to be addressed in order to create a more equitable and just society. It is important to recognize the effects of social stratification and to work towards creating a more equitable and just society. This can be done by creating policies and programs that promote social mobility and provide equal access to resources and opportunities for all members of society. Main idea number 6. Social class. Social class is a system of stratification based on economic and social status. It is divided into upper, middle, and lower classes. Social class is an important concept in sociology, as it is used to explain the differences in power, wealth, and access to resources that exist between different groups of people. The concept of social class is based on the idea that society is stratified, or divided into different layers, based on economic and social status. The upper class is composed of those with the highest levels of wealth and power, while the middle class is composed of those with moderate levels of wealth and power. The lower class is composed of those with the least amount of wealth and power. The concept of social class is closely related to the concept of social stratification, which is the idea that society is divided into different layers based on factors such as wealth, power, and access to resources. Social stratification is a key concept in sociology, as it helps to explain why some people have more access to resources than others. Social class is also closely related to the concept of social mobility, which is the ability of individuals to move up or down the social ladder. Social class is an important concept in sociology, as it helps to explain the differences in power, wealth, and access to resources that exist between different groups of people. It is also an important concept in understanding how social stratification and social mobility work in society. Main idea number 7. Social mobility. Social mobility is the movement of individuals or groups from one social class to another. It can be upward, downward, or lateral. Social mobility is an important concept in sociology because it helps to explain how social stratification works. Social mobility is the movement of individuals or groups from one social class to another. It can be upward, downward, or lateral. Upward mobility is when an individual or group moves up the social ladder, gaining access to more resources and opportunities. Downward mobility is when an individual or group moves down the social ladder, losing access to resources and opportunities. Lateral mobility is when an individual or group moves from one social class to another without changing their overall social standing. Social mobility is affected by a variety of factors, including education, occupation, and family background. Education is often seen as the most important factor in determining social mobility. Those with higher levels of education are more likely to move up the social ladder than those with lower levels of education. Occupation is also important, as certain occupations are more likely to lead to upward mobility than others. Finally, family background can play a role in social mobility, as those from wealthier families are more likely to have access to resources and opportunities that can lead to upward mobility. Social mobility is an important concept in sociology because it helps to explain how social stratification works. It is also important to consider when looking at social inequality, as those with more resources and opportunities are more likely to move up the social ladder than those with fewer resources and opportunities. Understanding social mobility can help us to better understand how social stratification works and how it affects individuals and groups. Main idea number 8. Deviance. Deviance is behavior that violates the norms and values of a society. It can be criminal or non-criminal in nature. Deviance is any behavior that goes against the accepted norms and values of a society. It can range from minor infractions, such as jaywalking, to major criminal acts, such as murder. Deviance is not necessarily bad or immoral, it simply means that the behavior is outside of the accepted norms of a society. Deviance can be seen as a form of social control, as it serves to remind people of the boundaries of acceptable behavior. It can also be seen as a form of resistance, as it allows people to challenge the status quo and express their dissatisfaction with the existing social order. Deviance is a complex phenomenon that is shaped by a variety of factors, including culture, social class, and individual characteristics. Different societies have different norms and values, and what is considered deviant in one society may be considered normal in another. Social class also plays a role in determining what is considered deviant. Behaviors that are seen as acceptable for the wealthy may be seen as deviant for the poor. Finally, individual characteristics such as age, gender, and race can also influence how deviance is perceived and experienced. Deviance is an important topic in sociology, as it helps us to understand how societies function and how social norms are maintained. It is also important to consider the consequences of deviance, as it can lead to social exclusion, discrimination, and even criminalization. By understanding the causes and consequences of deviance, we can work to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 9. Social control. Social control is the process by which individuals and groups are encouraged to conform to the norms and values of a society. It can be informal or formal. Social control is an important concept in sociology, as it helps to explain how societies maintain order and stability. Informal social control is the most common form of social control, and it involves the use of social norms, values, and expectations to encourage individuals to conform to the accepted standards of behavior. This type of social control is often seen in everyday life, such as when people are expected to follow the rules of the road or to be polite in public. Formal social control is another type of social control, and it involves the use of laws, regulations, and other forms of official authority to enforce social norms and values. This type of social control is often seen in the criminal justice system, where individuals who break the law are punished in order to discourage others from engaging in similar behavior. Formal social control is also seen in the workplace, where employers may have rules and regulations that employees must follow in order to maintain order and productivity. Social control is an important part of any society, as it helps to ensure that individuals and groups conform to the accepted norms and values of the society. Without social control, it would be difficult for societies to maintain order and stability, and it would be difficult for individuals to live in harmony with one another. Main idea number 10. Social change. Social change is the transformation of a society over time. It can be caused by a variety of factors, including technological advances, population growth, and social movements. Social change is a complex process that involves many different factors. It is the result of a combination of forces, both internal and external, that shape a society over time. Technological advances, population growth, and social movements are just a few of the external forces that can cause social change. Internal forces, such as changes in values, beliefs, and norms, can also contribute to social change. Social change can be gradual or sudden, and it can be positive or negative. It can lead to progress and development, or it can lead to conflict and disruption. It can also lead to a variety of outcomes, from increased economic prosperity to increased social inequality. Social change is an ongoing process, and it is important to understand the factors that contribute to it in order to better understand the world we live in. Main idea number 11. Globalization. Globalization is the process by which societies become increasingly interconnected and interdependent. It has both positive and negative effects on societies around the world. Globalization is a complex process that has been taking place for centuries. It involves the increased movement of goods, services, capital, people, and ideas across national borders. This increased movement has led to the emergence of a global economy, where goods and services can be produced and consumed in different parts of the world. Globalization has also led to increased cultural exchange, with people from different countries and cultures interacting more frequently than ever before. The effects of globalization are both positive and negative. On the positive side, it has increased economic growth and development in many countries, and has allowed for the spread of technology and knowledge. It has also increased access to goods and services, and has allowed for increased cultural exchange. On the negative side, it has led to increased inequality between countries, and has caused environmental damage due to increased production and consumption. It has also led to the displacement of people from their homes, and has caused a decrease in wages in some countries. Overall, globalization has had both positive and negative effects on societies around the world. It is important to recognize both the benefits and drawbacks of globalization, and to work towards creating a more equitable and sustainable global economy. Main idea number 12. Social interaction. Social interaction is the process by which individuals and groups interact with one another. It can be face-to-face or mediated through technology. Social interaction is an essential part of human life. It is the way we communicate, build relationships, and form communities. It is the way we learn, grow, and develop. Through social interaction, we learn how to interact with others, how to understand and empathize with them, and how to build meaningful relationships. Social interaction also helps us to develop our own identities and to understand our place in the world. Social interaction can take many forms, from casual conversations to more formal interactions such as meetings and negotiations. It can be face-to-face or mediated through technology, such as text messages, emails, and social media. It can be structured or unstructured, and it can involve a variety of people, from family and friends to strangers. Social interaction is an important part of our lives, and it is essential for our mental and emotional well-being. Social interaction is a complex process, and it is important to understand the different types of interactions and how they can affect our lives. It is also important to recognize the power dynamics that can be present in social interactions, and to be aware of how our own behavior can influence the outcome of an interaction. By understanding the dynamics of social interaction, we can better navigate our relationships and create meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 13. Social networks. Social networks are the connections between individuals and groups that are formed through social interaction. They can be used to spread information and influence behavior. Social networks are an important part of our lives. They are the connections between individuals and groups that are formed through social interaction. They can be used to spread information, influence behavior, and create relationships. Social networks can be used to build trust and understanding between people, as well as to create a sense of belonging and community. They can also be used to facilitate communication and collaboration between people who may not otherwise have access to each other. Social networks can be used to create networks of influence, where people can share ideas and resources, and to create networks of support, where people can offer help and advice. Social networks can be used to create networks of influence, where people can share ideas and resources, and to create networks of support, where people can offer help and advice. They can also be used to facilitate communication and collaboration between people who may not otherwise have access to each other. Social networks can be used to build trust and understanding between people, as well as to create a sense of belonging and community. They can also be used to spread information and influence behavior. Social networks are an important part of our lives and can be used to create meaningful connections between people. They can be used to spread information, influence behavior, and create relationships. They can also be used to facilitate communication and collaboration between people who may not otherwise have access to each other. Social networks can be used to build trust and understanding between people, as well as to create a sense of belonging and community. Main idea number 14. Social conflict. Social conflict is the struggle between groups or individuals over resources, power, and status. It can be violent or non-violent in nature. Social conflict is a fundamental part of human interaction and is present in all societies. It is a struggle between groups or individuals over resources, power, and status. This struggle can take many forms, from physical violence to verbal arguments. It can be between individuals, groups, or even entire societies. Social conflict can be caused by a variety of factors, including economic inequality, cultural differences, and political disputes. It can also be caused by a lack of understanding or communication between groups. Social conflict can have both positive and negative effects. On the one hand, it can lead to increased awareness of social issues and can be a catalyst for social change. On the other hand, it can lead to violence, destruction, and even death. It is important to understand the causes of social conflict and to find ways to resolve it peacefully. This can be done through dialogue, negotiation, and compromise. It is also important to recognize the rights of all individuals and groups involved in the conflict and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. Main idea number 15. Social movements. Social movements are collective efforts by individuals and groups to bring about social change. Examples include the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement. Social movements are powerful forces for social change. They are organized efforts by individuals and groups to bring about social, political, economic, and cultural transformation. Social movements are often driven by a shared set of values and beliefs, and they often involve collective action, such as protests, rallies, and other forms of activism. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s is a prime example of a successful social movement. This movement sought to end racial segregation and discrimination, and it ultimately led to the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The women's rights movement is another example of a successful social movement. This movement sought to end gender discrimination and to secure equal rights for women. It has resulted in the passage of laws such as the Equal Pay Act of 1963 and the Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978. Social movements are often driven by a sense of injustice and a desire to create a more equitable society. They often involve a wide range of tactics, from peaceful protests to civil disobedience. They can also involve legal action, such as filing lawsuits or lobbying for new laws. Social movements can be powerful forces for social change, and they have been instrumental in bringing about positive changes in society. Main idea number 16. Social construction of reality. The social construction of reality is the idea that our understanding of the world is shaped by our social interactions and experiences. The social construction of reality is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it has become increasingly relevant in the modern world. It suggests that our understanding of the world is shaped by our social interactions and experiences. This means that our beliefs, values, and norms are all shaped by our interactions with others. For example, if we grow up in a family that values hard work, we may come to believe that hard work is the only way to succeed. Similarly, if we grow up in a community that values education, we may come to believe that education is the key to success. The social construction of reality also suggests that our beliefs and values can be changed by our interactions with others. For example, If we move to a new community that values creativity, we may come to believe that creativity is the key to success. Similarly, if we interact with people who have different beliefs and values than our own, we may come to understand and appreciate different perspectives. In this way, the social construction of reality can help us to become more open-minded and tolerant of different beliefs and values. The social construction of reality is an important concept to consider when studying sociology. It helps us to understand how our beliefs and values are shaped by our social interactions and experiences. It also helps us to understand how our beliefs and values can be changed by our interactions with others. By understanding the social construction of reality, we can gain a better understanding of how our beliefs and values are shaped and how they can be changed. Main idea number 17. Symbolic interactionism. Symbolic interactionism is a sociological perspective that focuses on how individuals interpret and create meaning through their interactions with one another. Symbolic interactionism is a sociological perspective that emphasizes the importance of symbols in understanding social life. It suggests that people interact with one another through symbols, such as words, gestures, and objects, and that these symbols are used to create and maintain social relationships. Symbolic interactionism also suggests that people interpret and give meaning to their interactions with one another, and that these interpretations shape their behavior. This perspective is based on the idea that people are active participants in their social world, and that they use symbols to make sense of their experiences. Symbolic interactionism is a micro-level perspective, meaning that it focuses on the individual level of analysis. It is concerned with how people interact with one another in everyday life, and how these interactions shape their behavior. Symbolic interactionism is also concerned with how people interpret and give meaning to their interactions, and how these interpretations shape their behavior. This perspective suggests that people are active participants in their social world, and that they use symbols to make sense of their experiences. Symbolic interactionism is an important perspective in sociology because it helps us to understand how people interact with one another and how these interactions shape their behavior. It also helps us to understand how people interpret and give meaning to their interactions, and how these interpretations shape their behavior. Symbolic interactionism is a useful tool for understanding how people interact with one another and how these interactions shape their behavior. Main idea number 18. Structural functionalism. Structural functionalism is a sociological perspective that views society as a complex system of interrelated parts that work together to maintain stability and order. Structural functionalism is a macro-level approach to understanding the structure and functioning of society. It views society as a complex system of interrelated parts that work together to maintain stability and order. It emphasizes the importance of social institutions, such as the family, education, and religion, in providing stability and order to society. Structural functionalism also focuses on the roles and functions of individuals within society, and how these roles and functions contribute to the overall functioning of society. Structural functionalism is based on the idea that society is a complex organism, and that each part of society contributes to the functioning of the whole. Structural functionalism is a holistic approach to understanding society, and it emphasizes the importance of understanding the relationships between different parts of society. It is based on the idea that society is a complex organism, and that each part of society contributes to the functioning of the whole. Structural functionalism is concerned with how social structures and institutions work together to maintain stability and order in society. It also focuses on how individuals interact with each other and how their roles and functions contribute to the overall functioning of society. Structural functionalism is a useful tool for understanding how society works and how different parts of society interact with each other. Main idea number 19. Conflict theory. Conflict theory is a sociological perspective that views society as a struggle between competing groups for power and resources. Conflict theory is based on the idea that society is composed of different groups with competing interests. It suggests that these groups are in a constant struggle for power and resources, and that this struggle is the primary source of social change. Conflict theorists believe that the most powerful groups in society are able to control the resources and shape the rules of the game in their favor. This leads to an unequal distribution of power and resources, and to a society that is divided along class, racial, and gender lines. Conflict theorists argue that the unequal distribution of power and resources leads to conflict between the powerful and the powerless. This conflict can take many forms, from physical violence to economic exploitation. Conflict theorists also believe that the powerful use their control of resources to maintain their power and to prevent the powerless from challenging the status quo. This can lead to a cycle of oppression and exploitation, where the powerful continue to benefit from the resources they control while the powerless remain in a state of disadvantage. Conflict theory is an important perspective for understanding the dynamics of power and inequality in society. It provides a framework for understanding how different groups interact and how power is distributed in society. It also helps to explain why some groups are able to maintain their power and privilege while others remain disadvantaged. By understanding the dynamics of power and inequality, conflict theory can help us to identify and address the root causes of social injustice. Main idea number 20. Feminist theory. Feminist theory is a sociological perspective that focuses on the experiences of women and the ways in which gender inequality is maintained and challenged. Feminist theory is a critical approach to understanding the social world that focuses on the experiences of women and the ways in which gender inequality is maintained and challenged. It is rooted in the belief that women's experiences are not adequately represented in traditional sociological theories and that gender is a fundamental organizing principle of society. Feminist theory seeks to understand the ways in which gender shapes our lives and how gender intersects with other social categories such as race, class, and sexuality. It also examines the ways in which gender is used to maintain power and privilege in society. Feminist theory is not a single unified perspective, but rather a diverse set of theories that draw on a variety of disciplines, including sociology, psychology, anthropology, history, and economics. Feminist theory has been used to analyze a wide range of topics, including the family, education, work, health, and politics. It has also been used to examine the ways in which gender shapes our understanding of the world and our experiences of it. Feminist theory has been used to challenge traditional assumptions about gender roles and to explore the ways in which gender is socially constructed. It has also been used to examine the ways in which gender intersects with other social categories and to explore the ways in which gender is used to maintain power and privilege in society. Feminist theory has been used to challenge traditional assumptions about gender roles and to explore the ways in which gender is socially constructed. It has also been used to examine the ways in which gender intersects with other social categories and to explore the ways in which gender is used to maintain power and privilege in society. Feminist theory has also been used to analyze the ways in which gender shapes our understanding of the world and our experiences of it. Finally, feminist theory has been used to examine the ways in which gender is used to maintain power and privilege in society.